This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Taters, spuds, potatoes, no matter how you fix them, just about everybody in every culture has a favorite they crave. I recently had a chance to learn more about potatoes, a Northwest staple crop, from author and TV personality Simon Majumdar, who you may recognize from his appearances on the Food Network.
I have been on the Food Network a time or two. Whenever they can't stop me going through security, I'll go and put myself on shows. But, you know, things like Iron Chef and Beat Bobby Flay and Cutthroat Kitchen and Guy's Grocery Game. I'm the mean judge that they bring in to kind of upset people.
But potatoes, is there a more versatile food in the world?
I mean, there really isn't one. And the fact is, I also write about history. So I have a food history podcast called Eat My Globe. And one of the first things I wrote was about Britain. So I wrote Fish and Chips, the history of fish and chips, fantastic history. So I had to research the history of potatoes, which obviously goes back thousands of years to the Andes. In fact, in the Andes, they still have 4,000 types of potatoes that they sell in the markets, which is extraordinary.
Simon says potatoes can be found virtually everywhere.
What I like about potatoes is, A, there's so many different styles, so you can make a great salad, you can make whatever you want. But also, they're so versatile in that they can fit into any cuisine. So potatoes have been taken everywhere and have been fitted in to everywhere. You name me a cuisine, and I've been to 80 countries now, I've been to every state in the U.S. I could see where they fit in, and I think that's really exciting.
Listen tomorrow for more of Simon's take on potatoes and the potato industry, so important here in the Pacific Northwest.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.